Electromagnetic radio.
We on the air? Matt? Oh, geez, a bulb is on the blink again. Ah, damn it! Why does nothing ever work around this dump? And that includes you, Matt.
Someone call me?
Yeah, that would be me. I'm gonna ask you again.
No, wait, don't say it. Let me guess. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, we are? I didn't know.
No, I'm asking you, Jughead.
Are we on the air? Are we on the air? Always asking me if we're on the air, like I have nothing better to do.
Do you?
Well, what if I don't? It's none of your business.
Son of a...
Gray? Gray, where'd you go, Gray? You can't leave your booth while we're on the air. And that's assuming that we're actually on the air, and I think that we are, because I'm quite intuitive about these things. Gray, you need to be in your booth talking, Gray. I can't carry this thing on my own here. It's not my job, Gray. Gray, this is extremely unprofessional of you, Gray. I don't think Mr. Osborne would be very happy about you abandoning your post, Gray. You know you won't get paid unless you're in your booth talking, Gray. But hold on, Gray. Someone's at the door. I'll be back in a second so we can continue our conversation. Oh, hi, Gray.
Ow!
Are we on the air?
Did the green light come on?
No.
Did you get a shock when you tapped the receptacle?
Yes.
Was the interchronometer on panel 4 running smoothly?
Yes.
To the left?
No.
Down?
Yes.
And was the rotary pinion warm to the touch?
Yes.
Spinning inwardly?
Yes.
Anatron pin reading of 5?
No.
15?
Yes.
And what was the tally on the interscopic prong dial?
11.
Well, there you go then. 11 from 15 is 3, and 3 is a prime number. So, yes, you're on the air. If you follow that simple method, you shouldn't have to ask
you
me if we're on the air. No, Gray, don't hit. I have an idea that should take care of the problem once and for all. Why do you think I'm down here in the workshop instead of in the control booth?
I had an idea because you're a lazy, shiftless waste of oxygen.
I can see where one might assume that. But remember, when you assume, you make a fool of, Q and something. Anyway, take a look.
What is this? Some kind of helmet?
It's a posimetric neurointerface helmet.
What's it for?
Well, if I have it calibrated properly, it should allow you to interface your brain with the superior brain of Evie, the station's computer.
Oh, how does that work?
Do you know how a baseline Magniflex quantifier works?
No.
Well, it works in much the same way, but without the aftertaste.
All right, so what's the advantage? How
does this help you? Well, if you wear this, you'll know automatically whether you're on the air or not, because your brain will be linked to the computer.
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, first you make sure that the dial on the side is set to TL5529.
Okay, I got it.
And then you put it on your head. Be sure to fasten the chin strap.
All right, like this?
That's right, and then all I have to do is throw the switch here on the console.
Whoa, hold your horses. Have you tested this?
Well, that's what we're doing right now.
Whoa, wait a minute. What if it goes wrong?
Gray, this is extremely basic neurocommunication technology we're talking about here, not rocket science. It would be like screwing up making a peanut butter sandwich.
Which you did last week. You set the kitchenette in the break room on fire.
Listen, Gray, the math works out. The worst that could happen is it would fry your brain until it bursts out of your skull like an egg in a microwave.
What?
Oops, did I just say that out loud? Just ignore me.
Get this thing off of me!
Gray, you worry too much. Here we go.
Woohoo!
Oh my god, what's happening? Where the hell am I? An ocean liner? What the hell is this place?
Hello?
Fernando Lamas? To be continued.
Scivola e ritorna su e poi sprofonda ancora. Tu non puoi parlargli mai d'amore, che lui non ti sta a ascoltare. E poi ridi quando ride, piangi quando piange. Tu ti senti vivo solo se quel cuore ricomincia a battere solo per una lenta melodia che danza in una strada. Senti quella vecchia poesia, non l'hai dimenticata. Quando sarai pronto ad ascoltare me, si accenderà il colore. E poi ridi quando ride, piangi quando piange. Tu sei felice solo se quel cuore ricomincia a battere solo per te.
Thank you.
ti senti vivo solo se quel cuore ricomincia a battere solo per una lenta melodia che danza in una strada, senti quella vecchia poesia, non l'hai dimenticata, quando sarai pronta ad ascoltare te si accenderà il colore e poi ridi quando ride, piangi quando piange tu, sei felice solo se quel cuore ricomincia a battere solo per te.
Thank you.
Continue.
Hello?
Fernando Lamas? All right, it's a little weird, but Fernando, you gotta help me get out of here. One second I'm in a radio station, and the next I'm on some weird derelict ocean liner. I gotta get out of here.
No, not this time.
What?
Do you realize what I've done to arrange this? I had Humbert charter this whole boat.
Okay, that's great, Fernando. I think I'm gonna go dive overboard now. Pardon me.
Never. You're coming back to Paris with me. Do you hear that? Paris.
I'm flattered, Fernando, but you can let go of my arm now. You can let go of my arm now. Will you let go of the whole arm, Fernando? I'll call the captain if you don't let go of my arm.
No, I'll call him for you. Captain? Captain?
Let go, you maniac!
Here he comes.
Hello, nice people. What is it you want with the calling and noise?
Captain, you will perform a marriage ceremony.
A wedding with the rice and the cake and the bridesmaids with the bountiful bazongas and the booze? I think Dean would like in on that action. Hey, Dean!
What's all the hollering for, Jerry? You're interrupting my 9 o'clock scotch, boy.
Dean, Fernando, and the nice New York gentlemen are getting hitched, and I'm performing the ceremony. Isn't that nice?
Nice, maybe, baby, but is it kosher?
What would you know from kosher?
You will marry me, won't you?
No!
You love me, do you not?
No, help! Dean, Jerry, save me!
Sorry, Pally, but what you do is no business of mine.
Fernando's quite a catch, Mr. New York-type person. Congratulations.
Serious or mad or something, I asked you to marry me.
No!
Good. Where shall we go for our honeymoon?
Matt, you're a dead man!
Captain, take the ship to Niagara Falls.
You have any idea what your fare is going to look like? The meat has been running for 4 days now, and then we had to take that detour around Australia.
Captain, you will take this ship to Niagara Falls.
You're the boss. I better start rowing. Dean, would you help me with the water, with the rowing and the oars in the water?
Watch out, Jerry. You almost spilled my breakfast, boy.
Matt!
Exotic. esotica.
Das hélices, a força foi a forca de Hércules.
Quem vai dar a letra? Morcego ou borboleta? Quem vai dar o tempo? O mundo ou a ampulheta? Quem vai dar a luz? A mãe ou a profeta? Cobra que não anda, tá de saco cheio, tá com medo porque veio. Quem não pode com mandiga não carrega pra atuar. Quem não tem nenhum na mão pode dar dois pra voar. Quem vai dar a letra? Morcego ou borboleta? Quem vai dar o tempo? O mundo ou a ampulheta? Quem vai dar a luz? A mãe ou a profeta? Cobra que não anda, tá de saco cheio, tá com medo do que veio. Quem não pode com mandiga não carrega pra atuar. Quem não tem nenhum na mão pode dar dois pra voar.
De acordo com os nossos corpos. Os nossos corpos giram como helicópteros. Desaparafusadas hélices, a força foi a forca de Hércules.
Quem vai dar a letra? Morcego ou borboleta? Quem vai dar o tempo? O mundo ou a ampulheta? Quem vai dar a luz? A mãe ou a profeta? Tá de saco cheio, tá com medo porque veio. Quem não pode com mandinga não carrega pra atuar. Quem não tem nenhum na mão pode dar dois pra voar.
Do you deny that the very first time you saw me, you flirted outrageously?
Would you get away from me? I ain't that kind of lady. In fact, I ain't any kind
of
lady.
Hey, all this talk of food and I'm starving. Where are my ham and eggs?
Oh, ham and eggs. I'll just step away for a moment and find out what's keeping them, Fernando.
No, you stay where you are. I'll go. Say, which way is the kitchen?
I suggest choosing a direction and just start walking. You'll come across the kitchen eventually.
I think I've had enough exercise.
What are you...
You may row if you wish.
God, what the... Where's that music coming from? What? Oh, we got dancing girls now. Why not?
Hey, it's noisy in here. Oh, dear, I'll have to sleep with my eyes open.
Both of them?
I don't want that bottom ever scraped again.
I'm starting to have some difficulty following you here.
You know, I've never been in a taxi.
What the?
Gray, I've taken the helmet off. Snap out of it. Gray, snap out of it, man.
Ow!
Snap out of it, Gray.
Ow!
Come on, Gray, snap out of it.
Ow, Matt!
Snap out of it, Gray. For the love of God, you're losing your head.
Matt!
What?
Ow, I have snapped out of it.
Do what?
I have snapped out of it.
Really? Thank God.
Ow!
So, how you doing, Gray?
I... Will you stop slapping me, you idiot?
Slapping? What?
Ow!
Oh, sorry. So what happened? Did the positronic neuro interface helmet work?
Work? I just spent the last 20 minutes being chased around an ocean liner by Fernando Lamas.
Fernando Lamas, eh? That's strange. Let's see if I have everything hooked up properly. Fusiform cable goes to red, that's right. Parahippocampal cable goes to white, that's also right. Superior temporal cable yellow, right. I don't know, it all looks... Uh-oh... Is my face red?
What?
I didn't have the neuro interface helmet hooked up to the computer at all. I had it hooked up to basic cable.
Oh, well, of course. That explains everything, doesn't it?
Well, thanks for taking part in my experiment, Gray. Here's a grape safety pop. And if you experience any swelling, see your doctor.
Not so fast, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. I wouldn't dream of letting you miss out on this.
Hey, get this thing off of me. I haven't had it sanitized yet.
Now to see if there's anything good on. Oh, look. You're in luck. A mama's family marathon.
You inhuman monster!
Why, mama, what's wrong? We was only doing dirty dancing.
I can see that. Now stop it.
No!
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.